Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Taylor Lewan, an impromptu chat with us as he sits down here. What's up?
Is this on?
Oh, yeah, we're in Paul's
seat. Hot mic. This is better. I saw Paul today. He was wearing a purple shirt, and I couldn't stand it. It was terrible.
Okay, how nervous were you when you did the interview with you and Taylor the other day?
Nervous how?
Were you worried about what story she was going to tell or anything?
No. Like, okay. You know, she can tell any story she wants. I'm an open book, fellas. Like, you go and dive in. There's no pictures.
That crushed on the podcast, by the way.
Did it?
Yes.
She's a stud. Like, honestly, I was like, you know, it was her first time being on the mic, and I was like, how's she going to do? And then halfway through, I was like thinking to myself, like, should I leave?
She was so natural.
Am I even here anymore? What's the deal?
It's amazing to me when someone does something like that, and they have no nerves at all.
Yeah.
Like, so there was zero nerves with her on that.
She slays, man. She's pretty unreal. Like, she's an all-timer.
Paul came over here earlier and told us it was a bad day for the offense. Is that true?
I don't know. I think we did pretty good. Like, we won our two-minute drill. To be honest with you, like, I don't really know ever. Like, I, like, my job is, like, every day is like, hey, do your job. Like, what is your job on this play? What's your job on that play? So I try to make sure I do my thing. Like, and then when it comes to games, I know if we're doing well, if we're winning. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I can't sit here and look at other 10 guys. Like, then I don't do my job the right way. It's kind of a deal.
We talked about this with Paul, but it seems like his perception of practice is completely different from every other media member's every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's like, who made the interception? Paul has someone different. Everyone else has someone else.
But
this group had a bad day, and everyone else is raving about how good of a day it was.
Yeah, no doubt. I think...
Does that surprise you with Paul?
Paul Korski, I think. Like, I think anything Paul thinks, it's just like two gauges negative, more negative than everybody else. I'll let this slide off to 8, though. Here he is.
Marcus Mariota sits down with us at our broadcast site. Marcus, good to have you on the show, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys again for having me.
Absolutely.
I hope Taylor was a treat.
He's always a treat. He's a real delight.
He said you crushed it in the two-minute drill.
Well, he makes it easy, right? He gave me the time to throw the ball down the field.
How was practice today?
Up and down. But you know what? That's what it takes. I think we've got a great defense, a tough secondary, and I view it as a privilege to be able to play against these guys on a day-to-day basis, and I think they're making us all better.
Marcus Mariota with us on the Midday 180.
He really seemed to come to life in the two-minute, in the no-huddle, which we all know that you tend to do well in and thrive at. Timing still an issue, or are you at a point where guys are jumping stuff without consequence and it makes it a lot hard to time things up?
Well, I think that's kind of the nature of camp. You know, again, that our secondary, we got a bunch of smart football players back there that recognize route concepts, recognize patterns. So they make it tough on us. And for me, I view it as a challenge. I view it as an obstacle. And, you know, I'll never take one of these days lightly because I know when I'm out there, I got to make the most of it.
Well, why the hoodie underneath the jersey?
Dude, I hate sunscreen.
Really? Even today, he said today was a real steamer. He thought about it, and then he said,
yeah, because it's slick.
I noticed yesterday you went no sleeves. That's the first time I've seen that. I did for the first time.
But, dude, I hate it. I hate sunscreen. And my mom's going to curse me for that.
Yeah. Because I asked him what he does when he's home at the beach, and he said he doesn't even wear it there. Now you're going to hear from the American Cancer Society.
I know for
stuff,
sure.
Right?
Are you miserable in all this long sleeve pants and all this stuff, though, out here?
No, not at all.
Are you actually cooler in the long sleeve shirt?
I actually feel it. It's not. It's pretty breathable. It's not.
Yeah.
It's very light.
It's actually not that bad.
It's not as light as sunscreen.
You got a point.
That's true. Marcus Mariota with us, who no doubt made his bed this morning.
Yes.
Every day. Explain to fans who haven't heard the story why you do that.
Even at a hotel.
Yeah, you know, it started when I was a kid, and my parents, they really believe that if you start your day on the right foot, one after another, things will kind of fall into place. And actually in college, one of the strength and conditioning coaches that I had kind of reiterated that. So then when I was in college, I was like, well, I mean, everyone keeps telling me to do it. So I just kind of, it's an old habit that I continue to do it today.
It's quarterback Marcus Mariota on 104.5 The Zone.
We've talked so much about physical things you've done this off season because you were healthy and the wide base and that stuff. Have you done anything from a mental standpoint that changes your approach going forward? We've kind of left that undiscussed.
Well, yeah, and I think for me, it's viewing every single day as its own entity and focusing on being present in the moment, deliberate practice, just things that I think I've already done, but just reiterating it to myself. Now that I don't have to worry about rehabbing and recovering, I can just kind of focus on that standpoint. So I think I've gotten better at it. Again, it's an ongoing process for me, but I feel like from that standpoint, it's been a lot better.
Those can be hard things to do completely on your own.
Absolutely.
Is there help involved in that for an NFL quarterback?
You know what? I'm a very lucky man. I have an incredible support system, whether it's my mom, my dad, or my brother, or my longtime girlfriend, Kiyomi. I mean, those people kind of in my inner circle have done a great job of keeping me level-headed and just kind of viewing every single day as its own, and it's a process.
You told us when we met at the Radio Row in Super Bowl week up in Minneapolis that you were about to head to L.A. to work out with some receivers. Did a receiver emerge as the leader? Is there an underrated guy of that group that kind of emerged and took over some of those reps?
Well, you know what's interesting to me, and I think this is such a positive thing for that group, is those guys are all hungry and chomping at the bit. So they're all pushing each other. They're all trying to get out there and make the most of every single rep. So when you have that kind of horizontal leadership, especially from a young group, that can only lift everybody else around them.
Is it tough not having Corey Davis out there the last couple of days?
Well, Corey's a special player. But at the same time, I think it's an opportunity for these young guys to go make plays. We've got a lot of young guys, a lot of undrafted guys. So to be able to have these guys there to take these reps, it's exciting for me because I think these guys, this group is talented, and hopefully they can go out and continue this throughout preseason.
We understand you have a couple new members of your family, so you didn't wait for Logan Ryan's event. You named a couple, but you have a couple at home, a couple pups?
I do. Our boy, they're Frenchtons, so they're half French Bulldog, half Boston Terrier. They got kind of the long Boston body with the French Bulldog face. And
plenty of energy, too.
Yes, absolutely. Our boy's name is Swoosh. And then our girl name is Jaquel. It's actually named after the academic center at Oregon.
Swoosh, you said?
Swoosh and Jaquel.
So is the new deal with Nike sealed?
I mean, the guy went to Oregon.
I'm a Nike guy at heart. I've been Nike on my whole life, and Swoosh just kind of came out.
That's pretty good.
What'd you do this offseason? It was fun. Did you get away?
I did, and I spent, usually during the summers, I spent a lot of time in Oregon. So I played a lot of golf, which is always nice, and just really... For me, I kind of lie low, and you know that month in June and July, you kind of understand it's time to get going, but you also want to take a breather before it really gets going.
Last, I asked you about the idea of wanting to kick something out of the playbook or minimize it. It was during OTAs, and you said, "Hey, we're just putting it in. I'm not in a position to say I don't like this when we haven't even really learned it
for
yet."
Sure.
Are you in position yet? Has there been anything that's been crumpled up as a result of your not liking it?
Well, we've had conversations, and I think that's the important thing. At this point in time, again, we're doing as much reps as we can. There's been plays here and there that have been taken out, but I think as we continue to grow as an offense, there's going to be things that will come up and things that we like, what we don't like. So from a week-to-week basis, I think those conversations will continue to happen, and I think Matt's done a great job of tailoring it to each guy and making sure that it fits each guy to the best of their abilities.
Matt obviously comes from a great tree. My understanding is that you know Kyle and Mike Shanahan from somewhere along the way. Is that true?
I think I've met him in passing, but not. I haven't had sit-down conversations like that.
How much is that branch right now, which Matt is a part of, with Kyle in particular, with McVay? That's kind of got a chance to storm the league and be what modern football is right now.
Well, we hope so, right? I mean, I think for me, I'm excited because Matt's doing a great job of putting each and every single individual player, whether it's Delaney, whether it's Corey, whether it's Taywan, whether it's Dion or Derek, and he's finding ways that he can put them out and really allow them to use their abilities to their best. And I think when you're able to do that, guys will play fast, and hopefully we're able to execute and score points.
You have to refresh my memory. You told us you had either talked with Goff and were going to talk with Matt Ryan, or it was vice versa. Who did you talk with this offseason about this system, and what did they tell you?
I talked a little bit with Jared. Jared was awesome. He really just kind of talked about different things that he liked and what how that whole experience in L.A. went. And you know what? I told him I appreciate it. I was able to see him down in L.A. for a couple of days, and I think he helped me get to a point where, you know, I understood what was going on and was able to kind of maybe get a little bit ahead during the summer.
I know you really enjoy the game of Aaron Rodgers. Have you met him?
Just through playing when we played him a couple of years ago.
Cool to see him this week?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, again, the whole opportunity to go up to Lambeau, I mean, for me as a football fan since I was a kid, I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm so excited because you just hear all the great things that come out of Lambeau, and just to have the opportunity to lace it up and put the pads on, I can't wait.
Dan Orlovsky, not as skilled as some of the guys who've worked in this system, but he's a friend of ours and a guest, and he said that a lot of when this is being installed feels a little bit unnatural to a quarterback or is just different than things they've done, things that he's watched you do. But that there comes a moment where it'll kind of really click in. Do you anticipate that being the case? I know you feel like you guys are making progress in it. From what you know of it, from talking to Jared about it and Matt, do you feel like there's going to be a moment where all of a sudden you're like, hey?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And, you know, we see glimpses of it. You know, there's big plays that we've had throughout camp. We've put good drives together. It's now can we do it on a consistent basis? And I think that's what you're talking about, of being able to see that kind of switch go off. And I think it's close. But again, we just got to continue grind at it day in and day out, and hopefully that'll happen as soon as possible.
Are you tired of answering questions about your footwork?
No, not at all. You guys can keep shooting.
It looks like the base is wide. Pretty. I mean, when you look at film, are you happy with how you've done it, forming the new habit?
Yeah, and I think as long as it doesn't get extremely, extremely wide, if I can kind of continue to be within kind of where I'm at now, I think I'll be pretty happy with it.
Is the challenge, is the game circumstance different? Is that where you have to see
that? That'll be interesting, yeah, especially Thursday. You know, when things kind of start going and it becomes real, it'll be interesting to see how my feet go. And hopefully throughout this entire process, all the work that I've put in, hopefully it'll stay put.
Marcus Mariota has been our guest here on the Midday 180. Always great catching up with you during the preseason. Appreciate the visit today.
How often Absolutely. Do you walk those pups?
Me?
Fenced yard?
We have a small fenced yard, so that helps. And they're full of energy all the time, so they're playing with each other, which helps too.
It's good to get two.
Chad's the only one here who doesn't like dogs.
Chad hates dogs. Like He's dogs. Scared of I just of don't dogs. Own a dog. It's
Swoosh.
Not that I don't like
he
dogs.
He used to like Swoosh. And now he's like, oh, my God, is Swoosh going to bite me?
So unfair. I like dogs. I just don't own a dog. That's it.
It's a big scaredy cat, Marcus.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Good to see you guys.
A lot of fun.